Tappers, welcome to the Daily Tap. Not any date on the Daily Tap, just the Daily Tap. May I change the name? I don't know. Might it be Snow Tap WI Fireside Chat? That was a sexy way to start a podcast, by the way. Maybe it's the Snow Tap WI Quarantine and Chill. Probably too long. Snow Tap WI's Self-Isolation Podcast. I don't know. But basically what I'm doing is I'm trying to do podcasts. I have a list of topics here. I have, let's see. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 7 topics, okay? I am not going to talk about all 7 on this show. In fact, that I am only going to go till the 20-minute mark. Might I go over if I am in between a topic? Yes. Because I don't want to just be like, okay, I've done like about half of my take, but I'm not officially done with it yet. And so I want to make sure that I at least have enough there. I want to make sure that I'm not leaving any meat on the bone. But that's to say that if, here's the rule that we are going to make. Now, this first one will be a little different because I'm just introducing this and I'm understanding this. And in a way, I'm kind of trying to challenge myself. And it's stuff that by maybe next week, it'll be dated. But here's my thought. I have no idea when sports are fucking coming back, all right? I think that you are going to need podcasts to bank. That you are just going to need stuff to have in your, you know, reservoir of podcasts. Because I know I'm not the only podcast you listen to. If I am, please let me know and I will give you some other podcasts to listen to. Because I have them. If I know your personality, I can definitely find you some other podcasts that you will like. So even if it feels dated, you're going to be like, oh, fuck, I got this Charlie Daily Tap podcast that I haven't listened to yet. Why don't I just plug that in? And then you can go back and listen to my take about whatever it may be. So here's the rule. We're going to set a rule that I'm going to go for 20 minutes. I am going to do at least one a day, maybe 2 a day. We'll see. I may do 2 a day just to not necessarily have it be so spread out. Because if I wait 7 days on some of this stuff, it'll be like, all right, this is kind of bunk. Like, why did you wait this long? And who knows? Maybe some news comes out that I want to react to right away. And maybe that is a dated podcast that I put a date behind it. So I will try for 2 a day. We'll do 2 a days for now. And we'll go forward that way. And we'll start in that regard. And here is the rule. If I have not started a segment by the 16-minute mark, I will either end the show at 16 or 17 or 18 or 19, or I'll just bullshit for the last 4 minutes. Talk about something that is not related to the 7 topics I have. Okay? Maybe a little life chat. Maybe I'm not going to go depressing. I'm going to try to actually have, you know, some personality. Because I think the last few have been sort of like, God damn, you are so fucking sad. And look, I am. All right? Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But I'm going to at least try to infuse some energy. And try to not be sad. And at least for these 20 minutes, turn off my brain and forget that all the shit is going on in the world and that I've only left my house one time in the few days to just go to Walgreens. All right. Now we will be on. We are on the clock. We are starting with the Packers and their linebacker position. Okay, Green Bay did some things early. They also brought back Mercedes Lewis yesterday. This is being taped on a Wednesday night. It will go live about Thursday in the midday. You'll have that in your feed. But what this says, the linebacker position has been solved for now. I say for now because the good part of this is that Christian Kirksey is part of the Green Bay Packers. Now, Christian Kirksey was part of Mike Patton's defense. Mike Patton coached Kirksey. Mike Patton, I think, has a lot of respect for Kirksey. Everything you read about him, he is a great guy. He was great in the Cleveland community. He was a leader on and off the field. I know that is a cliche term to the highest degree, but he seemed to really fit that mold. He was a team captain for a few years with the Cleveland Browns, and the guy can also play a little football. He is the prototypical 2020 version of a middle linebacker. He is exactly what you want. He can cover. He can move laterally. He can get off blocks. A lot of the things that Blake Martinez did not do, Kirksey does a lot better. And that, to me, is a major, I wouldn't say it's a major upgrade, but for the price you're paying Kirksey, you're only paying him, I think it was 2 years, $16 million, and a lot of those two-year deals are really only one-year deals versus what Blake Martinez got, we'll talk about in a second here. 3 years, $30 million with a $10 million start from the New York Giants. That's way too much money for Blake Martinez. Blake Martinez is not worth that, even close. I can't believe a team actually gave Blake Martinez $10 million. When I read that Blake Martinez wanted $10 million, I'm like, great, dude. I want to hang out on a yacht with Instagram models. Not really, because I have a girlfriend, right? You know. But again, I mean, it'd be cool, right? Just no touch, just hanging out, just living the life. But that's kind of how it felt. That's kind of what it was like. I was like, you know what? Like, no one's actually going to give this guy $10 million. And then I saw the Giants did it. I'm like, of course, Dave Gettleman. Of course, whenever you can expect someone to do something dumb, Giants haven't had that bad of an offseason. But of course, it's David Gettleman. If it's not David Gettleman, it's definitely Bill O'Brien, who's a whole other story for another time. But the Packers get Kirksey. And Kirksey, I think, is going to enhance the middle linebacker position. I think he is going to help it out. But right now, the bad news of this is, including Martinez, the Packers are very light at the linebacker position. They lost B.J. Goodson to the Browns, coincidentally enough. He is on Cleveland. He signed there yesterday. And they also lost Kyler Fackrell. Kyler Fackrell to the Giants. Fackrell had an awful 2019. Kind of fell back to earth. Kind of fell back to the Kyler Fackrell we had seen prior to his breakout in 2018. I was outside linebackers coach at that time was Patrick Baldwin. Baldwin is now the defensive coordinator of the New York Giants, so he's trying to recapture that magic with Fackrell. We'll see if that does happen. I don't think Fackrell is that big of a loss when you consider Rashawn Gary should be ready to play, and if there's any sign that this will be his time to shine, it is this one. I don't think the Packers were ever going to re-sign Kyler Fackrell. I don't think that was in their best interest. I don't think they wanted to. But Kyler was not, you know, Gary was always going to be that guy this year. And Gary saw a lot of snaps. I realize he didn't have the impact that some wanted him to have. But if you are a little bit of a next level thinker, he basically got a redshirt year because Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith were so fucking good. And they were so good last year. And I don't know if you can expect that from them next season. I think that might be an unrealistic expectation to think, can the Smith brothers really do that again? I know a lot of pinheads will think that way because that's how pinheads operate. They think that if someone has a great season, that they're going to just continually follow it up with great seasons. They do not believe in the term regression. That does not exactly exist in the pinhead world. That said, you have to kind of build in for that, right? Like, they both had career-ish years. Definitely Za'Darius. Za'Darius should have been among the players for Defensive Player of the Year. And the fact he wasn't even an All-Pro is a fucking joke. And I think that he would be a great long-shot pick if you're looking at, like, futures to bet come August. barring that we have football. Now, I'm not going to get, nope, don't get sad on me, Charlie. Do not do it. But so Gary's going to have a bigger role in this team. That's an obvious. And I think the pressure's on him a little bit. I think you're going to want to see him perform this year. If he doesn't perform, if he has a Fackrell-like year and only registers a couple sacks, he doesn't have an impact, there's not a game or two where I'm recapping it on Monday and I'm talking about the impact that Rashawn Gary had on this game. I think if we do not get that, then that's a problem. That is a significant issue because he is a first-round pick, and he should have some of that. There should be some impact from him. Now, I would not rule out a outside linebacker, edge guy, to either be picked up. I thought Leonard Floyd wouldn't have been a bad idea, but then the Rams gave him, I think, $10 million for 1 year with it could escalate to $13 million. I'm like, no thanks, not for that price. And I thought maybe they would go after him. They didn't. And I still think they could go after a free agent edge. I also think they could go after one in the draft. I don't think the edge position is that good in the NFL draft if I get my Nolan Murphy on. It's why a guy like Kayvon Chaisson, even though Chaisson is not that good, he's still going to get picked in the top 20 because there's not a lot of edge rushers out there. And going back to middle linebacker, so now you don't have Goodson, you don't have Martinez. It obviously puts a little more pressure on Oren Burks. Oren Burks has to, I think, do a better regimen out the gates. He needs to work with people to make sure he's not getting hurt early in the season. That has been an issue for Oren in his short career in Green Bay. It seems like he always has something wrong with him to start the season. He's not one of those guys who has something middle of the year, or like a Clay Matthews is a great example of this, where he starts out really strong, it looks really great, and then like week 7, he hurts his hamstring. And then he's never the same person the rest of the season. Oren tends to do it early on. So he needs to figure that out, first and foremost. Second of all, he needs to, the pressure's on. I still think Oren Burks can be a player for this team. I don't think that Oren Burks is you don't want to just go into the season with just Kirksey and Burks. Like, that'd be a bad idea for really any team. And does it put pressure on Green Bay to draft a middle linebacker with their 30th pick? Does it kind of flip? Because I think one of the things that people would point out is they have, offensive line could be an issue. Wide receiver could be something. So maybe they don't need to draft that middle linebacker at 30. And they could look elsewhere. They're in that house money, that snow tap house money situation that we love to talk about all the time. I think they still have a bit of house money. They have house money really means that you could do whatever you want. I think middle linebacker has moved up on the ranks. Like, I think it changes all the time, and it still could change. Like, we do not know what this team is going to look like in August and in September. Like, we have no idea. This is what this team looks like on March 15th. Once the draft happens, once everything else happens, there could be a trade, there could be something else. We just can't necessarily, we just have to sort of be cognizant of that. But I'd say today, I would say that middle linebacker is number one, offensive tackle is number two, and then I would say number three would probably be wide receiver, which is a wild fucking thing to think about, right? Considering how good this receiver draft is. But this receiver draft is almost so good that is there really a need to draft in the first round? Because you have so many good receivers in the second, third, fourth. I mean, Matt Miller, who's not one of my favorites on Twitter for a variety of reasons, doesn't need to be explained here. I just think he tries too hard. But he kind of made the point, like, He's like, I really like Michael Pittman and Chase Claypool. He's like, I'm not the, like, there's some things kind of wrong with them. They don't have a ton of issues, but, or they have some issues, but I would think they would be great on any team. And if I was my team and they drafted them, I'd be happy with it. I love both those players. I watched Chase Claypool when I went to Notre Dame Navy, and I'm like, this guy's going to be fucking awesome in the pros. He is, and you hate to use this comparison, especially today, because Michael Irvin said Bill O'Brien said this about DeAndre Hopkins, but he does kind of remind me of Aaron Hernandez as a football player, obviously. And just his big, big body. You could really make him into a tight end if you wanted to, or you could just make him into this red zone wide receiver kind of Jimmy Graham monster, what Jimmy Graham was early on. Pittman's also kind of a bigger boy. I think he's like 6'5", but he's big. Like, he's not the MVS Robbie Anderson type where they just sprint down the field. So right now, I think middle linebacker is your top priority in the draft. And the good news is you have two guys who are in that running for the position, right? You have Kenneth Murray and you have Patrick Queen. Now, none of the drafts really seem to get Murray or Queen to the 30th spot. I think it was Pete Bukowski who said, and I quote Pete a lot. I like Pete. I think, Pete, follow me on Twitter. Why not, right? I'm not that obnoxious. I think what I've said is he said something like, I hate the term like, oh, he will never get to us because you never know how the draft will shake out. And that's absolutely true. And that's partly, you know, a receiver. I mean, if T fucking Higgins is there at 30, you're drafting T Higgins because he's probably the best guy on the board. So, yeah, Kenneth Murray and Patrick Queen are getting projected in the early 20s. But that's not to say that either the Packers could move up if they really think that Murray or Queen will be perfect for the system. From everything you read, Kenneth Murray is the ideal linebacker for the Mike Patton system. You see that everywhere. Anyone you talk to about Kenneth Murray is that Kenneth Murray is that guy. I think Aaron Nagler had a post-it note that said Kenneth Murray no matter what. Now, I think that's a little dangerous in the Aaron's not. Is Aaron a journalist? Would you say Nagler is a journalist? Yeah. I wonder what he would say. I think he would say he's a content creator. But I don't know. Maybe he'd say he's a journalist. I'd have to ask him. Maybe when he does one of his like Q&As, I'll ask him that. But I think that is dangerous sometimes as someone who has a large voice to just say one guy is the only guy. I don't exactly agree with that. I think you can have a ton of talent and a ton of opportunity to do different things. So I don't exactly like the idea of just one guy. I think Kenneth Murray would be great. And I think that there are a lot of things to like. And who knows? Maybe Kenneth Murray is that dude and that Brian Gutekunst will make sure that they get Kenneth Murray. And look, I mean, he got into the draft. He's not opposed to trading up and not opposed to going after guys that he needs. I mean, he got Darnell Savage. And Darnell Savage was a guy that played pretty much every – I mean, I think he – did he miss a game? He might have missed a game. But regardless, Darnell Savage had a major impact on this Packers team this year. And that was because Gutekunst was aggressive in the draft. I think it's a little too early to say we're at in BG we trust, but we're kind of at that point. We're getting close because every move he makes is a pretty savvy one at that. And so I trust that he knows what he's doing with this draft. And I think that there's just a lot of different ways that he can go about it. And I think you're going to have to see how the dominoes fall. So is there a priority on linebacker? Yeah, but is it a you have to draft in the first round no matter what? I don't know about that. I think that's maybe a little bit overblown. Okay, we are at the 1943 mark. I didn't have to stop for water or to hack up a lung. Again, not I do not have the big C. I do not have the Rona. I just have a cold. That's it. Which is great. I mean, exactly what you want whenever the world is crumbling at your feet. But again, no negativity. I do want to say the last thing. So you probably would wonder what's happening to Keg. Well, Mitch's our studio is probably not. I can't go in there. Mitch has no business to be in there. I do believe they're probably closed. So if Mitch wants to get on Skype with me and do one of these topics in the next couple days, maybe we'll do that. I don't know. I've always wanted to do a power hour and just pick out topics and go. Like, I was thinking about this today. I was like, it'd be kind of fun. I had a lot of fun. I used to do like Google Hangouts with some buddies way back in the day. They're actually on YouTube if you're curious. And I think it'd be kind of fun to dial up the Hangouts on Friday or Saturday and just have some beers with bros. So if you're interested, let me know. And I could set that up and we could have some fun and just talk, shoot the breeze, talk about life. I think that would be a really good time. So let me know if you're interested in that. We could potentially set that up for either Friday or Saturday or both days. Why not, right? For quarantine all together, why not? All right, guys. Take care. Have a good one. Back tomorrow. See you. Bye.